Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. Can I have a zip code to pull up your account, please?
72209.
Your first and last name?
It's Wanda Dunhu.
And their first name?
Wanda.
One moment while I pull up that account. And for security purposes, can you please verify that address for me?
Okay, my address is 9620 Sunset Lane. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm charged $59.95 for when I only paid for $6.95 shipping handling for a watch that was sent. So I'm not understanding why I'm being billed for something I have no knowledge of.
Pulling up your account, it does show where you made a purchase for our smart health watch. When you made that purchase January the 22nd, that was a promotional trial the company was offering where they ship out the product to the customer, give the customer 14 days to try their product for the shipping and handling to give them some time to see if their product works for them or not before being billed for a price for those products.
Okay, I never received a watch. I don't even have it, and I'm still waiting on it. And I called my bank and I asked them what was $59.95 being billed for. My computer glitched off or whatever else was showing up for me to agree to. I don't even know what happened. I just thought the transaction for $6.95 was for the watch and that was that. And like I said, my computer glitched off and I don't know what happened after that. And like I told the bank, I don't know what $59.95 was for. And so I have no slightest idea. I have no watch. And I'm still waiting, and I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm trying to figure out what $59.95 was for. And so
pulling up your tracking, it shows that the product was delivered January the 28th.
Okay, that don't mean nothing to me if I don't have it. You know, if they dropped it off and whatever, it wasn't signed for, I don't know. I'm like I said, I don't get off work until 5 o'clock. So I don't know what time they dropped it off. When I got home, each day I come home, there's nothing. I check my mailbox, there's nothing. And I have seen, I wish there was some kind of way that there was something left for me to sign for because I'm sitting up here waiting on something I don't even have. But nevertheless, to be charged $59.95 for something I don't even know what the world for. And like I told my bank, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to call you all to find out what's that for. And if that's for a product, where is it at? Because
because looking on the tracking, it does show that it was delivered on the 28th.
Okay,
if you didn't receive that product.
That don't mean nothing to me if I didn't receive it, is what I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. I can do a reship for you if you would like.
You can send a reship, but y'all charging $59.95 for something I don't have. And so you all need to credit that back and then wait till when I get that. And then if I like it, I keep it. If not, I send it back.
Made that purchase on January the 22nd, there was a promotional trial where the company ships out the product for 14 days to give the customer
some time to
try out that product.
Computer glitch, I didn't see any of that. All I know
I understand what you're saying, so that's why you were billed
right.
The full price for that
I'm
product.
Saying,
we didn't know that you didn't receive your product within your trial period, so that's why you were billed.
I called the bank, and the bank asked me, have I reached out to you all, because it showed I paid $6.95. I said $6.95 was the shipping and handling for the receipt of the watch, but I have not received it. So I told them I will give you all a call and reach out to you all to see what the $59.95 was for, because at that point, all I was signing for was $6.95. After that, that computer just glitched out, and then it went into a freeze. It didn't do anything else. I didn't go to no next step. I don't even know what it's talking about. So that's why I'm telling you, if you all send it out, hopefully you send it where I can sign for it, because this time and age, people are not faithfully, like right now, I have a set of keys. I could have left my door that I can't even find to one of my vehicles. So what's saying is there's so much going on in the world right now. So if it's sending out, if there's a way you can send it where I can sign for it, that'll be fine. I'll test drive for the 14 days or what have you. If I don't like it, I'll send it back. If I like it, then you all can bill me for it. But then it, right now, at this moment, the $59.95 needs to be sent back to my account, or else I just have to go through the bank way and receive both of the payments back, because I have not received neither one. I have not.
Well, ma'am, the only thing that I can do is give you an option to reship that product, and when you receive that product, to return it back to us, and you can receive a full refund if you don't want that product.
Okay. Let's try that then, because you already billed for it, and hopefully I'm not double billed for it again. So, yeah, send it out, and let me try it, and if I don't like it, I'll send it back.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while I go ahead and ship that product out to you. All right, I was able to go ahead and get that product reshipped out to you.
Okay. Will there be something where I can sign for this so to make sure that I got it, or they just don't confirm again? Or could I just give another address to ship it to, like my job, where I know I get it?
I've already reshipped that product. You can call in tomorrow to get your tracking if you would like, and you can call UPS regarding that tracking number and let them know that you want to sign for your package.
Okay, so I got to call back. It won't send me one to the email address that I...
No, ma'am, you'll have to call back to receive your tracking. By me just doing a reship, there wasn't one provided because they're just now about to reship the
I'll
order.
I'll call back tomorrow and get a tracking number on this so I can keep a track of it. And then I'll call the post office tomorrow and give them that tracking information so they keep a watch out for it and be able to do not leave it if I'm not there.
Yes, ma'am. You can let them know regarding your package you want to sign for it.
Okay. That's what I do. I'll call you all back tomorrow and get a tracking number.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for helping me.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.